Dream. Get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. You can save thousands in interest. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 and there are no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Plus, FlightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you have complete peace of mind. Want to save even more? Our listeners get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/McKernan. That's LightStream.com/McKernan. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/McKernan for more information.
Hemorrhoids.
Brief and to the point.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 8th edition of Pinions Playhouse. Brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. MD Health and Wellness in Bridgeton. These are the people that showed me how to lose 35 pounds. I did it in like 6-8 weeks. They're also the people who are going to tell you and help you and inform you when it comes to bioidentical hormones. Bioidentical hormone replacement. This is a huge business. And a lot of places do it and they charge way too much. Be careful of that. We'll talk about pellets and more. But first, we do this. I have 8 people to introduce, so let's get this thing on the road. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason for that weird way that he talks, he lived in Great Britain for 19 years. For 10 of those years, he was in Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Limey. Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. How are you? I hope you're doing well, and I hope you've had a good day.
Wow. That was very nice. Heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Almost sold cosmetics for Mary Kay. Assistant manager of a Sambo's restaurant. Car salesman. Broadcast professor. Bass player in a band. The Seven Sins of Sinbad Band. And on and on and on and on. He's Dan Strauss and he's in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
It's the Seventh Planet Band, by the way.
What is it?
Seventh Planet Band.
Oh, okay.
Seventh Planet. I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. If you're already working with a financial advisor, you can still call Mark and Jason for a complimentary portfolio review to make sure that you're doing the right thing. Mark and Jason is a member of Stiefel, or Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
There you go. Now, that newscast, how about that newscast you just heard, huh?
Yeah. Woo.
That was a good one.
Top notch.
You say, wow, he's really good at that doing the news. He must spend a lot of time. That must be all he does. Oh, no, there's more. Tim Woodburn is also a private investigator, like a real one, like a licensed one, a legitimate one. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much, Frank. Gateway Investigations has been helping people in St. Louis for 10 years now. We'll celebrate 10 years in business this October. If you need a private investigator in your life, email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
He's on the road, but right now he's off the road, in the studio. There's no song, in the studio. Just can't wait to get in the studio. So we haven't done a song for you, but we do have him. Bill Clevelin, who will share something with us here in just a minute or two. Bill, say hi to me. I didn't like it at first. It's interrupted, but I like it.
I thought of you guys. I was on the road somewhere in, I think I was in Texas on this just dirt road, and that song came on the satellite radio, and I thought, oh, I missed my friends back in the studio. So, hello, everyone.
Aww. You missed us.
Yeah.
Well, who wouldn't? Yeah, Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses hind end.
Red Boy's been on the road. He just drove in from Wisconsin. He went up there to pick up. So what'd you pick up there?
Cheese.
Oh, no surprise there. And please, I know Tim Woodburn still has that look of, I can't believe they're still doing this cheese thing. We've been doing it for over 20 years. You just have to get used to it. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra?
No, you mentioned, Bernice, that tomorrow will be 15 years.
That's right. We won't be here tomorrow we'll just do it today. Bernice, we know you're still listening. We know it's frustrating that you can't call. And why can't you call from heaven? It's heaven for God. Well, because you know what?
Long
that
distance.
It would take away from the faith thing. It would be too much proof and evidence. You have to believe.
Oh.
So she may be calling in as other people. You could do stuff like that from heaven. You could do anything. It's heaven, like miracles and stuff. Maybe she calls in as Greg or somebody, and we don't know it's Bernice. So Bernice, if you're up there listening, you don't really say, hey, happy anniversary of your death tomorrow. That, you know, you don't do that. How about this, Bernice? We have missed you for every day of 15 years. How about that? Because we have. And that's what it'll be tomorrow. 15 years. BHRT. Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Therapy. They do that at MD Health and Wellness. Other places do it too. Some of them are really completely out of line in their pricing. Here's what this is all about. It's about a calmer, more stable mood for a lot of people. It's about reduced body fat. It's about more energy. It's about more sex drive. I don't need any more of that. Stronger mental clarity. Yeah, that I could use. And improved muscle tone. All of that, those are all things you might notice that are happening to you. Change, good changes, just because you made the decision to go have hormone replacement, to put back some of what nature has cruelly decided it's not going to give you enough of anymore. Men and women get older and the testosterone levels decline. And the ovaries produce diminished amounts of estrogen. Not for the men. We don't have ovaries. Or estrogen or progesterone. Remember, you want a bonus joke from Greg, a listener?
Yeah.
It's really quick. What's the difference? And we're talking about hormones and MD Health and Wellness. What's the difference between an enzyme and a hormone?
I have no clue.
What?
You can't hear an enzyme.
Get it?
Oh, boy.
Huh? You can hear a hormone?
Oh.
Oh, now I get it.
You know what? All of you.
Chicken butt.
All of you are in timeout. No, you're all in timeout. You deliberately held back the laughter. You knew it was funny, but you all got together probably during a break or when I stepped out and said, hey, if he does a bonus joke, let's all not laugh. Because that was funny. Greg, thanks for sending me, Greg. I thought it was funny. Okay? I wouldn't have used it. Difference Tim between an enzyme and a hormone, you can't hear an enzyme. Yeah, well, Tim cleared it up for anybody who didn't get it.
Just can hear a hormone.
Yeah. I just want to throw this out there that I am live streaming Bill Cleveland's segment on my Facebook page.
Whoa.
And already there are two people now watching it. One dropped off.
Is he going to moan?
So when,
you know what would be funny?
I didn't approve of this. What is this?
You mean what would be funny? If a listener happened to be home and is able to FaceTime, they heard you and they go, I'm going to put FaceTime on.
Yeah.
And they've got a little child in the house and he looks up and goes, I like Pinocchio.
Hey, Bill. Larry Connors came in and said that you should talk directly into the mic because you sound like you're
welcome home.
What
a welcome.
What does he know?
Group.
He's new to broadcasting.
Yeah,
no, he's actually right. I have a mic.
No, Bill, he's not. He's a TV guy. They don't have to worry about this stuff. Yeah. They got microphones hanging on their necks and stuff. They clipped on.
Still just two people watching.
They were lavaliers.
You don't have to listen to him.
Oh, three people are now watching.
Uh-oh.
You know what? This is more than 11.3.
I mean, this is
more already. This is already a bigger audience.
In fact, actually, Tim Woodburn, give a wave. It's our newsman.
Oh,
there
Tim's
he is.
Watching.
Hello, Tim.
Limey, you asked earlier why I don't want to do our show on Facebook. There's your answer right there. How many people are watching?
Three people are watching. Yeah. Watching
there's
right
your
now.
Answer. Yeah.
Bill Cleveland
there's
hasn't even started his segment yet, and
not,
three
I'm
people
not a big
are
draw.
Watching.
If he promoted it, we'd be on the edge of their
watching.
Seats. We could get to double digits if you promoted it a little bit.
Four people are now watching.
Okay. No, you're not going to. Are you gonna yell out every person?
No, of course I'm not going to do that. We're back down to 3 people
now. You're not
going to
get past 10.
If we get to 10, Bill's going to get naked.
Only 3 people to watch. Isn't that what you say? Come on, six.
Now, you know what Dr. Gilbertson and Dr. Andrioff are saying right now? Come on, our commercial. What happened to our commercial? Okay, and now back to MD Health and Wellness. Here's the thing, folks.
4 people.
They replace these hormones with bioidentical, which means that the molecular structure of these hormones are identical to the ones your body makes. And they do it in the form of pellets for men and women. There's nothing to it. I've had this done, and they just insert them. They're right under the skin on your hip. And then they release, time-release dosages of the hormones you need based on blood tests and whatever. Take a look at this. Go to their website, check into this. Of course, if you want to lose weight, my goodness, we've been over this for a couple of years. I can't think of anybody I could send you to who's more effective, efficient, knowledgeable professional than MD Health and Wellness. Doctor supervised weight loss, and it works. It does. You just have to do what they tell you, like your parents used to tell you. MD Health and Wellness, mdhealthwellness.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, right. Buffalo, Toronto.
All right, here he is. Boy, you see him live, too. What do people need to do to go see that streaming thing?
If you want to go in live, just go onto Facebook, search for me, Trevor Phillips, and just go ahead, add me. You can watch it. Rich, we actually have a listener right now that is a mutual friend of mine, and he is watching Bill's segment right now. We're up to 5 people are viewing this. And for about the first, 3 minutes, it's just been looking at Bill while he's quiet. So, Bill, you know, I mean, you got a lot to do.
Bill, you must be nervous. You got 5 people.
I got We're up to 6 people
I
now.
Got 5 bucks.
7
Don't
people.
Do anymore. He won't be able to stand the pressure. Don't even tell him he might have, a dozen people listening. And now, here's the guy who's been everywhere. He's brought to you by Window World is everywhere. They're all over the country, and they're all over the St. Louis area. They've now made their 50,000th sale. It is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And now here, back off the road, is Bill Cleveland.
As soon as Bill talks, the number of viewers go down. Watch.
Don Bovard just said, hi, guys. Hello, Don. And also, I'm trying to do my job and also live stream. I'm doing this for you, Bill.
Well, I didn't ask you to
cross
do it,
promotion.
Did anybody catch the cruel thing Tim just said?
Yeah, no, I heard it, but I just... Actually,
what did he say? They hear Bill talk, number of viewers will go down. Why do you need to be that playground bully, that guy?
It's just because I know it irritates you. That's my goal in life, is just to irritate you.
No.
Dan Strauss is now watching the live stream.
Cool.
Dan, you're actually in the room. You don't have to watch. I mean, you're part of it. You're here, okay?
Oh
my God.
Bill,
this is the worst
show ever. Where are you? No, the worst show is still yet to come.
No,
Bill, where are we?
Right.
Where are we going?
So, I'm excited to talk about this today because I know you have been to this place, Frank, and I was there a week ago, or a little over a week ago, Wonders of Wildlife.
No, I have not been.
I thought you said you had.
No, my sons went. I want to go.
Oh my gosh!
I told you how great it was based on my buddy has been there from the. Oh, but I've not been.
Okay, well then, yeah, you would love it, and certainly your grandkid would love it. So it is in Springfield, Missouri, and it's part of the Bass Pro complex.
Empire.
Yeah, Empire is absolutely right. So it's 92,000 square feet of stuff. So they have essentially what it is there are animals from all sorts of different regions, and you walk through and they look exactly like they look in person. It's unbelievable. And they're not stuffed necessarily, but they're recreations. And when you walk from sort of region to region, even the smells and the temperatures change based on what you're looking at. So if you're looking at animals...
Bill, let me try to describe how big this thing is. Yeah. 92,000 square feet. Take something that's 46,000 square feet. It's twice that big.
Oh, my gosh. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. Now, that puts it in perspective.
Now I know. God almighty. So there's two sections to it. So there's just, you know, the animals. There's, like I said, you walk through. Let's just say you're looking at desert animals. And it'll smell like the desert. And it'll be hot. Or you'll walk through an area where it's, you know, the animals are supposed to be in a little cooler climate. So the temperature changes. It's very neat. And so, but for me, my favorite part was the aquarium part. So, and we've all been to these aquariums. But this one, I got to tell you, it's one of the best that I've been to. It's absolutely, it's one of the best that I've ever seen. And these, you know, gigantic sharks swimming around. There's areas where, like I say, if you have kids, so example, you know, your grandkid probably saw this. It's hard to describe because I've never really seen things like this before. But they have the aquariums, and then so kids can actually climb up sort of and be in the middle of the aquarium. If that makes any sense, and it'll go around them.
Wow, and like so, they're underwater.
Yes, yes. And so I try, you know, I'm, you know, vertically challenged, so I was able to climb under there and get up there just like the little kids do. But they'll absolutely love it. And now I will tell you, it's not cheap to get into it. I cannot remember the exact price, but it's probably about $40 a ticket to get into this thing. But what I did hear from people who went through it afterwards, they said, you know what? Totally worth it. You can spend an entire day.
Now, that's what
day.
I've heard. You know how to circumcise a whale?
Well,
I thought of this because you said aquarium. And I thought of water and sharks and stuff. Do you know how to circumcise a whale?
I don't know.
You send down foreskin divers.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Thank you.
Now how many people are watching?
Well, we got up to 11, but I had to stop the video because I was getting bored. Oh. But I've already got 46 friend requests just from shouting out my name there. So thank you. I'm confirming.
You stopped it?
How come he gets to bully Bill and you don't say anything to him, Frank? He just said something really mean.
What did I say? I missed it. What did he say?
He said
he had to stop the Facebook live feed because even he was getting bored.
Well, yeah, my arm was hurt, was getting bored. I was just holding it there. He wasn't doing
That's
anything.
Not the right verb. You mean, your arm is getting tired, not
by,
bored.
By Bill. Yeah, he's right. Limey, he's got a point. Your arm doesn't get bored.
I'm sorry.
My arm is bored.
I apologize. I apologize.
I wrote a bunch of comments on there.
And I'd like to announce
Bill, I'm sorry. We butchered your segment.
I'd like to announce that after today, I will always be on the road.
It worked.
Mission accomplished. If you'd like more, you can always go to BillOnTheRoad.com or just watch Trevor's Facebook page, apparently.
Dan Sandy Kane says hello.
Oh. Hello, Sandy.
At least we don't have people corresponding with us like on the morning show. I heard that morning show again today.
Yeah.
They got a guy who claims his name, and he texts him, Mike Hunt.
What?
And then they got this guy, Ball Sack. That show is filthy. That show, I can hardly listen. I almost had to stop listening, but I didn't, and I couldn't. Bill, do the wrap-up thing.
I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
There you go. Thank you, Bill.
Bill Cleveland. One and only. Now, this is not meant to be cruel, but, Bill, have you ever been talking to somebody, telling them something, and they just stare at your face and your nose and go, you're lying. Has that ever happened?
No.
No.
And I get called a bully. Can you believe that?
That's not bully. That's just having fun. It's having fun with a friend. That's called having fun with a friend.
Having fun with his nose.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Larry Connors comes on it. Video. I just saw the video myself. I actually look pretty attractive in this video.
See,
so thanks,
I can do a pretty good job at Facebook Live.
Why, can you record and play back and take video of a live Facebook thing?
Yeah, post it. Well, basically, it records while you're going up there onto Facebook, and then at the end, finish and upload, and now it's on Facebook forever.
Did you see what
you
I
get
wrote
me in
about
there. I'm not even going to help you. Get me, did you?
No. I made sure just to get me at the end waving goodbye, Bill and Tim.
Perfect. Did you see what I wrote, Bill?
I want my looks to remain a mystery.
I would have absolutely asked for your permission before posting anything of yourself on Facebook.
Dan wants attention. What, Dan?
No, I said, did you ask Bill if he saw what I wrote on there?
No.
Was it a show?
This is radio.
Yeah.
This is radio.
Oh.
People can't see what you're...
I said, Bill has a booger.
Larry Connors.
Size of my fist.
6 o'clock. Here are a couple of things to be talking about. There's a debate over the steel and aluminum tariffs. Will they hurt you or help you? Larry has some information for you. Check this out. Police have dropped drug charges on a man who swallowed drugs and he refused to poop for 47 days.
Oh, wow. How can you refuse
to poop?
I don't think that's... I didn't think you could do that.
No, doesn't your body just kind of automatically say, I'm coming out?
I have no idea.
Well, I mean, if you just...
But they dropped the charges.
Really
hard,
I mean...
Because he refused to poop.
Wait.
You know what they do in a situation like that is they put you in a room naked, and if you won't do that, and they make you just lay on a floor naked until it comes out, and that's how they prove that the drugs are in you. So he would have had to lay on a floor.
How do you know so much about that? How do you know?
Why does it matter how I
know? Have you had to do that? Have you done that?
I went to school,
Frank.
Who
knows that?
I know it.
Who knows that?
Well, first of all, I'll tell you exactly how I know it. If you must know, I read about it in a newspaper story.
He also knew how to circumcise a whale, so I don't know. That was me.
One last thing, Larry. There's a state that's added recycled sewer water to their drinking supply. He'll talk about that. I don't have a problem with that because they have ways and systems and filters and chemicals. And if you didn't know it had been sewer water, then you wouldn't know. So I don't. And lastly, Larry wants to know if you care if Trump had an affair with a porn star 10 years ago.
Not really.
My answer to that is no. 10 years ago, I don't care what he did. And just like the whole world didn't care what Bill Clinton did. What's the difference? So even. Everybody's even. I notice toys now, and I haven't noticed toys for a while because I have a grandson who's 4, and when you don't have young kids yourself, you go through a period where you just don't pay any attention to the morning kids' TV shows or the toys. But I'm going to tell you, it's not even really a toy. There is a thing that we discovered last summer. My daughter-in-law discovered it, and she brought them to the house. And we had a blast. Have you guys seen this? It's water balloons, but you hook them to the faucet, and they blow up 10 balloons or 20 balloons at a time.
Oh, yeah.
Best thing ever.
This whole cluster of balloons, it looks like eggs, and they self-tie. You take them off, and they're all tied. And you've got 20 water balloons to throw. And they come in packets of like 100 or 2. What a great idea. Water, there's nothing better. I know it's not summer yet, but when it's hot and it's summer, I got to tell you, throwing water balloons and pick up the burst balloon, pick that up, because the birds will choke on it or something. But that is fun in the summer when you're a kid. And I was never a big fan of water parks. Most kids are. I was... we didn't have any when I was a kid. I mean, for my own kids. I would check out the crowd, though, before I decide, do I want my kids bathing with those kids or those people? So if you live like I did in a hick town, you had 2 summer toys. The hose, which was, my goodness, was that fun on a hot day. And when you first learned to tie off a water balloon. It's just fun, and it doesn't cost that much. We mentioned earlier in the first hour about Oprah's sale of 1/4 of her Weight Watcher stock. She made 900% on her money. She only had the stock for not quite 2.5 years. Bought it for $6 a share, sold for $63 a share. She's the one that ran the price up by buying it. And she still has $300 million worth of the stock. Now, again, I got to hand it to Oprah Winfrey. I can't think of anybody, who would do something so obvious. I'm going to buy a big chunk of a company. All my fans will then get on Weight Watchers and run the value, the stock price up. And for not quite 2.5 years, not only will I own it and then ultimately benefit from the stock price that I ran up, I'm going to talk to people about joining Weight Watchers while I'm still fat. Gotta hand it to her. I gotta get it. She's a genius. That's the power she has. And seriously, I don't begrudge her anything. We should all be so smart as to do that. Clocks forward this weekend. Don't forget that. You go to bed Saturday night, whatever time you go to bed, just kick it up an hour. You go to bed at 10, put it at 11. Yeah, you lose an hour, but who cares? It's going to be light a whole lot later. And maybe Monday we can spend a little more time on this conjoined twin thing. During a break, I went on and Googled and pulled up. Let me just pull this up and share something interesting with you, because I think this is. Hang on.
We were talking about Chang'an Eng Bunker, Frank, in the first hour while you looked that up.
Yeah, that's how twins. they Well, those twins are the ones in Siam that were the reason they were actually called Siamese twins.
But I was curious as to whether they died at the same time, and actually I looked that up, and they died 3 hours apart. So the one guy had to lay there for 3 hours while his dead brother was next to him.
I wonder if he could feel it, like the coldness of another body, like attached to him. Or I mean, the blood flow and everything, all those veins connected.
How many conjoined Siamese, whatever, twins do you think are born? One birth out of how many? Give me a number.
I'm
going to
say
10 million.
I'm going to say 500,000.
No, I'm more with Tim, like the 10 million range.
Well, this will blow you away. This is according to University of Maryland Medical Center. One in every 200,000 live twin births.
Whoa.
Are conjoined. That's still a lot of conjoined. So you say, well, why don't we see more conjoined twins? Here's why. 40 to 60% are stillborn. So half or more never live. And 35% of conjoined twins only survive a day. That's pretty much all of them wiped out, which is why when conjoined twins make it into their 20s as the Hensel twins, which I remember now, it came back to me on TLC, they had a documentary series following them, Abby and Brittany Hensel, around the United States. They're the most famous conjoined twins ever. They have, they were born in 90, so what does that make them? 28. And they were told, their parents were told they wouldn't survive the night. Now they're 28 years old. Check this out. They have two hearts, two lungs. Now two heads, two arms, two legs. It looks kind of like one body, but two hearts, two sets of lungs, two separate brains. One controls the left side, one controls the right. But they've learned to move and synchronize with each other. They have two driver's licenses. They ride a bike. Can you imagine looking up at the bikes coming down the road? It's got two heads.
Is it a tandem bike?
No, they only have one set of legs. It's them, but two heads.
Did you see the movie Stuck on You, Frank?
Yes.
With Matt Damon?
Mm-hmm. With those guys. Hilarious. So stupid it was hilarious. But let me finish that. This is, here's a question. They have two driver's licenses. I remember seeing on that TLC thing them driving. What if a cop pulls you over? Who gets the ticket?
Yeah.
I say the one controlling the right leg. Well, that's the accelerator pedal.
What happened if one of the heads fails the written exam? Do they still get to, you know, take the practical or what?
That's a great question. That's a very good question.
I'm a student driver.
and can they cheat? Can one head give the other one the answer?
Oh, yeah.
Telepathically? I'm going to switch this information over to your brain. Yeah. Or if the heads are so close together, the answer is yield sign.
Can one head be drunk and the other not? Like, if they do a breathalyzer test.
If they don't have
test.
The same circulatory system, they were talking about that. Wow. About how the Bunker twins, was an alcoholic. One of these guys suffered an injury.
That's a good question.
One of these guys suffered an injury when he fell out of a carriage and hit his head. I'm like, well, how do they not both fall out of the carriage? How does one get hurt?
Well, they had them both fall. Now, listen, this is not funny. This is not funny. But we'll do this maybe Monday. I'm looking at the 10 most famous conjoined twins, the ones that lived past that one day and made it into their teens or whatever. And there's a couple here. This is the saddest thing. This is just not right that people are... It's just not. You shouldn't have to live this way. And, you know, when you say, I guess almost all of them never live past the day, yet these are the lucky ones. No, they're not lucky at all. I don't think they're lucky. I think this is horrible. Here, Lori and George Chappelle, they're joined at the head. Their bodies are completely separate, yet think of leaning down and forehead to forehead.
Are they forehead to forehead?
Pretty much. Oh. One's turned kind of to the side. Can you imagine that life?
Wait, are these ladies from some, like, you know,
no, this
Russian
is
country
and
or
George.
Something? Oh, no, mine.
Pennsylvania.
As if
being joined at the head's not enough, one of them is transgender and has decided he identifies as a male. Like you didn't have enough going on. Joined at the head. One of you has to change sexes. Okay, that's enough of that. Well, ladies, get in here, please. What? Ladies, get in here. What?
If they poop, the other one kind of has to do a handstand or hold them up or something like that, because...
Then they argue about what bathroom they're going to.
Yeah.
Well, no, when one's pooping, the other one is just leaning over with his head attached to the other one's head.
Yeah. I believe that's called an upper decker. So.
What?
You got to explain that because that blows me away.
No, he doesn't. Not a time. So this little girl, her mom cuts her hair from the time she's little and has to have a first haircut. And little girl now is 10 years old, and she's begging her mom, "Mom, I want to go to a real salon, get a real haircut. I know you've done a great job, but a lot of the other girls, and you know, she sees some of the other haircuts. She wants like a real cool haircut." So her mom says, you're right. I'm going to take you to a salon." And she takes her to one of these haircut places. And the little 10-year-old girl is kind of nervous because she don't know what to expect. She knows she wants a cool, better, nicer, hipper haircut, yet she's not familiar with the salon surroundings. And so to kind of calm her down, her mom says, "Hun, you like Hostess Twinkies?" And hands her a Twinkie. She says, "Just while you're sitting there, just eat this Twinkie, and you'll be fine." She says, "Oh, thanks, Mom." So she gets up in a chair, and the woman puts the kind of the sheet over her. And she says, "So, hon, his first time?" She says, "Yeah." She says, "And how old are you?" She says, "I'm 10. She says, "Okay." And then as she starts snipping the hair, she notices this little girl is eating this Hostess Twinkie. And she says, "Hon, you know you're going to get hair on your Twinkie." She goes, "Yeah, I know. And I'm going to get boobs, too."
Oh, man, I remember that day exactly when I tricked Bill with Facebook live streaming. That was great. All right, we just played the best ofs, and now it is time for Sports with Quinton.
Good afternoon, everybody. St. Louis Cardinals fell to 40-38 after losing 7-3 last night in the first of a two-game series with the Oakland Athletics. Adam Wainwright starts on the mound tonight as he is opposed by Daniel Megden, a right-hander with a 5.09 ERA and only 5 appearances this year. With the win tonight and a loss by both Colorado and Philadelphia, the Cardinals will obtain the second NL wildcard spot. The NHL has released the schedule of the upcoming season, and your 2019 Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues will raise their banner October 2nd as they open against the 2018 Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals. Other notable games include an October 26th rematch of the Stanley Cup Finals as St. Louis travels to Boston for their first of two games. They won't see each other again until April 2nd when Boston comes into town with only one game left. The St. Louis Blues will have two home-and-home series games, first against Nashville, November 23rd and the 25th, and then against Winnipeg, December 27th and the 29th. Also, don't forget the 2020 All-Star Weekend will be hosted by the home of your Stanley Cup champions at Enterprise Center. The U.S. Women's National Team will play their quarterfinals World Cup match versus France this Friday at 2 p.m. Winner of this match will go to the semifinals and play the winner between Norway and England. Kevin Durant has declined his $31.5 million player option to become a free agent in this upcoming offseason. And that has been your sports update. Bienvenido a la gran mañana, que se muestra en la tarde con Frank Opinion.
Yes! Well done. Well done.
Thank you. Oh, man.
You know, I completely forgot that I asked you to say that.
Yes.
You nailed that.
I got
well
you.
Well done. All right, so we're going to have a quick message from Tim. While that's playing, will you call Mike Evans and get him ready, mate?
Yes, sir.
Well done. That was fantastic. Here's Tim.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn, former night cook at Denny's, former roller skating rink DJ. Oh, well, you know my resume. Frank, Dan, Bill, and I are in Europe with about 70 AM and the PM listeners. But if I were here, I would be sponsored by Matheny Heating and Cooling. Since 1942, a third-generation family-owned business specializing in the installation and repair of heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, water heaters, boilers, and more. With A-plus reviews on Google and every other customer website out there, give them a call, 314-727-9000, or check them out online, MatheneyHeatCool.com.
All right, so while Quinton tries to get Mike Evans on the phone, and mate, don't worry if he doesn't answer right away, this is a little bit early for him, he might not be ready for it yet, we'll give him a call in another couple minutes. Now, what we just played for the first half an hour was a best of the Franco Pinion. Oh, I messed up. Wow, what an idiot.
Idiot!
All right, what we just played was the best of the large morning show in the afternoon with Franco Pinion. There we go. Now I said it correctly. So as I said earlier in the 3 o'clock hour, I'm not going to try and tackle the Playhouse by myself because honestly, I don't think I'm up to it. I don't think I could do a Playhouse worthy segment just by myself. I don't want to do that to you. And also, let's face it, we're all getting a little bit of a withdrawals from, not hearing Frank's voice. So that catches us up a little bit. And also, I get to take a half an hour break. So I'm going to love that. Now, in the best ofs, he mentioned that, that the clocks are going back. So don't worry. That's not the case. You don't have to worry about the clocks going back. All right. Quinton, good sir. Do we have Mike on the phone? We do. Here we go. Ah, right. Mike Evans. Hang on a second. Now, this is going to be smooth as you can possibly make it because I have got a sponsor for Mike Evans, and here it is. Mike Evans is brought to you by Anigun's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, located in Chesterfield Valley. They are only closed on Mondays. Reservations are absolutely recommended for dinner and not a bad idea for lunch. Remember, you can get gift cards to Anigun's and the Smokehouse Market because they always make a great present. Now, without further ado, here is Mike Evans. Mike, sir, how are you doing today?
4 stars.
4 stars. That's what I'm talking about. So
there you go, homie. There you go.
It is.
Hey, by the way, have you ever heard of Richard Blade?
Richard Blade. I have not. Who's that?
Oh, he's from England. He was a disc jockey at K-Rock. He does a lot of stuff. I thought maybe you've heard of him.
No, I haven't. Mm-mm.
No, sorry. Big. Hey, in celebration of the summer, this week's pop quiz theme, summer destinations. Today, these are the 4 friendliest American cities.
Oh, very nice.
Yes. Where you're greeted with smiles and hospitality. But which city is the friendliest of the all? Is it Nashville, Tennessee? Park City, Utah? Charleston, South Carolina? Hmm. Or Savannah, Georgia? Answer in just a minute. There are times that the Rotten Tomatoes and I don't agree, but when it comes to the film Yesterday, 44% of the Rotten Tomato reviewers, they've lost their mind.
Really?
They gave it a 66%.
Really?
I give it 4 stars.
Okay, so what is their problem with it then? Because I'm actually excited to see this movie. I'm a big Beatles fan. I liked, Across the Universe? I thought that was pretty good considering I hate musicals. So why is this one kind of got a pan?
They just didn't think it was enough of a motion picture experience, I guess.
Oh.
I found it heartwarming, hilarious, sweet, unforgettable. When failing musician Jack Malik, played by Hamish Palek, I think that's how he pronounces his name, Patel, that's how it is, Hamish Patel, is hit by a bus during a worldwide blackout, he wakes up and realizes he's the only person in the world who's heard of the Beatles or heard their songs. So he enlightens the world as he starts writing the songs that are written by the Beatles, that everybody thinks he's the one that did it. Love this film. It was rated PG-13. It's 112 minutes. It's 4 stars.
Okay.
I thought it was great. Right. I thought it was great.
I do want to see it. I think it's an interesting concept. You know, everybody forgets the Beatles. I mean, that's what you do, right? If the entire world forgot the Beatles songs and you knew them, pass them off as your own.
Exactly. And Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr both love this movie, by the way.
Hmm. Will you be spoiling anything? Are they actually in this movie? Because I've heard rumors.
Ask me no questions, and I'll tell you no lies.
All right, fair dues.
There you go. You get screeners, you can't talk about them.
All right, okay.
TV news on July 13th, the TLC network will air an incredible, never-before-seen special, home videos of JFK Jr. and his bride Carolyn's last weekend, with friends and relatives as they talk about their future, their family, and their dreams for America. Unbelievable stuff. July 13th, TLC, JFK Jr.'s last home videos.
Wow.
Saturday Night Live and Lorne Michaels want to have a huge reunion show to kick off next season, but you're not going to see Bill Murray and Chevy Chase together. It's for good reason. They hate each other.
No way,
They've actually been kept from coming to blows against each other.
Wow. I had no idea.
Meanwhile, Julie Louis-Dreyfus is working on the reunion. Exactly. Alex Rodriguez was on the panel of Shark Tank. Now he will produce and be on the panel of a very similar show called Home Run, again, produced by Alex Rodriguez. You going to be watching the debates tonight, homie?
Probably not. I'm going to be doing schoolwork and relaxing. I'm not a debate person.
I think it's going to be ridiculous. I mean, I think it's going to be absolutely absurd. You got 10, 11 people in less than an hour trying to get their points across. I'm sure they'll be yelling and screaming and interrupting and pointing counterpoint.
What I hate is when they always start it, like they're given time, they're given 2 minutes, and then instead of getting straight to the point, they spend a minute and a half saying, well, I just wanted to thank my wife or thank my husband and just really appreciate all they've done and thank the country.
They need four or five at a time, not 10 or 11.
Exactly. And they shouldn't go through doing that pandering where they're trying to look like this homely, caring about everybody person. Shut up and just get to the points, you know? That's my opinion.
Totally agree. Odds and ends. Conrad Murray was paid $200,000 a year by Michael Jackson just to supply him with propofol.
Whoa.
How ironic and how sad is that?
Now, is he still in jail, or is
he out?
Oh,
no, he's been out for several years.
Yeah, he's been out for a while, because he was apparently releasing a book. He might have already done. I haven't paid much attention to it. He did release a book. He did?
I believe he's kind of odd. I believe he's living in the Dominican Republic where all those people are dying. You don't think? No,
couldn't be.
No. But the ugliest dog just named, if anybody out there, if you get a chance, go to my website, evansradio.com. I got a picture of my dog Bogey up there. Let me know if you think he's ugly or not.
Picture
of evansradio.com. Bogey. I'm thinking about calling him Double Bogey, actually.
I'm going to go check that out right now.
Maybe Triple Bogey, evansradio.com. And I like this pop quiz question, cities, the friendliest cities in America. And your choices are Nashville, Tennessee, Park City, Utah, Charleston, South Carolina, or Savannah, Georgia.
I mean, part of me wants to go with Carolina, but I'm going to go with Savannah, Georgia. Quinton, chime in. Oh, sorry, Mike. My apologies. How rude of me. Dan is also in Europe, so filling in, we've got Quinton, who here works at the station. Quinton, say hello to Mike.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Quinton, what up, dog?
Oh, I'm chilling.
All right, so I'm going to go with Savannah. That is my guess for the nicest town, the nicest town in America. Quinton, what's your decision?
I need to hear them again, but I believe
he wasn't
the first
paying
option.
Attention. He wasn't
Nashville,
paying.
Nashville, Savannah, yeah. Park City, or Charleston.
I'd have to go with Nashville.
All right.
Number 4 is Nashville.
Oh. Failed.
Number 3, Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, I failed.
Number 2, Park City, Utah, and number 1, Charleston, South Carolina.
I should have gone with that in the first place.
It's okay.
You know.
How you like holding down the ship, homie? How you like holding down the ship?
I'm telling you, dude. The 3 hours have gone by pretty quickly. I've gotten some pretty good feedback, so I mean, I think it's been an okay show. I'm not gonna lie. Having the segments and having Quinton here with me was a huge savior. Like, if I had to do 3 hours by myself, there's no way in hell it would be up to the same standards as Frank. Absolutely not. But I've had fun. I've had a lot of fun.
You're doing a good job, homie. You're doing a good job.
Oh, thank you very much, brother man. I appreciate it.
Well,
I'm also looking on your website, by the way, and that dog is freaking adorable.
You think so?
Yeah, is it a she or a he?
It's a he. He's looking at me right now. Bogey, they think you're cute.
It's adorable. Look at those little eyes and his little face. I mean, I can't really can't show the people on the air, but that's an adorable dog. Go check it out.
Thank you very much.
Evansradio.com.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
All right. Adios, amigo. So there we go. There's Mike. He's done. I've got pretty much all my show prep done. The commercials have been played. I got a message from Jim Hewer that just says, play Bill, God bless America. So I have no idea what that means. Maybe he just means, like, you know, the sound effect
where we just have
Bill.
So, I mean, I could play that, I guess, in during when Bill is speaking. That would be kind of funny because he's not in. So, all right, I got 3 minutes. Do me a favor, get Cam Jansen. He's going to, like, you know, he's got 2 minutes to talk about his show and what's going to be coming up in the next hour from 6 to 7 o'clock. I will be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock, obviously. And then after that, you know, we're going to have legal questions with Scott Sherman. But now, joining me, Mr. Cam Jansen, sir.
What's going on, bud? Hold on, let me see if I can talk to you so I can hear you a little bit.
Yeah, you're fine, dude. You're fine. You know.
Run the show by yourself here? What's going on?
Right, I am top dog in the studio right now, my man. Like, this has been a first of my career. First time I've ever been in charge of a show on St. Louis Radio.
I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you
very
much.
You're doing a great job.
I appreciate it. So, what are you going to be talking about on your hour coming up in, or on your show, sorry, coming up in 5 minutes?
A lot of tennis. You know, you guys know I played tennis as a kid. No, I'm just joking. We get a little hockey talk. We're going to talk a little Cardinals right now. The Stanley Cup is at Busch Stadium getting rained on.
Really?
Local boy Patty Maroon, Ryan O'Reilly, MVP of the playoffs, going to be thrown out the first pitch. It's just still fun.
Of course.
Still events going on. Everybody's hanging out and still celebrating. It should be pretty interesting. There's still a lot to talk about going on around in the NHL as well.
Well, how have you been doing? Because obviously, you know, you used to be a former Blues player. Like, yeah, what's up? I get my own show, and already I've got a former Blues player on my show. Like, come on now. I'm liking this. So, I mean, you've got to be, like, walking on cloud nine for the past couple weeks.
Yeah, you know what? I have been. You know, I got to spend time with the Cup. I had a great makeout sesh with it, of course. You have to do
pictures.
That. I
saw
know.
Kate, loved it.
Kate, my wife, got a little creeped out by that, but it is what it is. It's a long time coming. Oh, but, you know, here's a good thing.
Yeah.
The Blues, the organization, let the alumni, they treat us great. We have the best alumni association in the NHL. Right. Guys live here. They donate. We do charity work. So they let us be a part of this whole experience, right, as far as being on the parade, drinking champagne, being invited to all these different events. I was supposed to go tonight to the Cardinal game. So the organization as a whole does just, they help us out so much, and we help each other out around the city. So it's been a blast.
Absolutely. Now, not surprising, Craig Berube has been signed to a contract. What is it?
It's a three-year deal. We don't know the money, though. I'm guessing about probably $3.5-4 a year, which he deserves.
Yeah, it's he absolutely does. I mean, come on. Started from the bottom, now they're the champions.
You know, and if you don't know who Craig Berube is...
Oh, man, you've been living under a rock.
Go YouTube,
exactly.
Type his 1,000 games in the NHL, 3,000 penalty minutes, bad
wow.
to the bone.
Wow.
Knock guys out, was tougher than hell, and... But you watch a guy play and you're like, okay, you know, he looks crazy on the ice. It's kind of like,
right.
But then you sit down, he has a ton of knowledge and he knows how to go walk into a locker room and be able to relay that knowledge to these guys, and they listen. And that is a difficult task. And whatever he did on the ice, they already respect him for that. But now they respect him as a coach, and that's tough to find in the NHL, in any league too.
That absolutely is. All right, well, Cam, thank you very much for joining us. We've got another 10 seconds, another 9 seconds now. Now we're at 8 seconds. I'm done. My show is over.
You did great.
Like, thank you. So, all right, Cam is coming up in the next hour for you. You're gonna have a great show. Have a great day. I'm out of here.
Got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Cut.
night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is Tim McKernan. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Democratic candidates are preparing for the first debate of the 2020 presidential election. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren discussed what she's looking forward to in tonight's debate in Miami.
This is just a chance to be able to talk to people all across this country about how this government works better and better and better for a thinner and thinner slice at the top.
10 of the Democratic candidates will debate tonight, and 10 will be on the stage tomorrow night. The debate begins at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on NBC Networks. Members of Congress are working on a compromise border funding bill after the Senate passed a different version than the House passed on Tuesday. The Senate's version today provides $4.6 billion and had bipartisan support, winning passage by an 84-8 margin. A newly discovered flaw in the Boeing 737 MAX may keep the plane grounded even longer. The latest issue with the